North Korea urged foreigners in South Korea to make evacuation plans, saying the two countries are on the brink of war.
The DPRK does not want to see foreigners in South Korea fall victim to war. The committee requests all foreign institutions and tourists in Seoul and all other parts of South Korea to take advance measures for shelter and evacuation for their safety.
The warning comes amid annual joint military drills by Seoul and Washington, which Pyongyang views as rehearsals for war. The U.S. included the redeployment of its 23rd Chemical Battalion in the training for what the Pentagon says is to strengthen deterrence against North Korea's missile and nuclear program, as rhetoric grows increasingly hostile.
We do that primarily by chemical detection, hazard detection, decontamination, which you all, I believe, saw today, the demonstration that we did, as well as support to consequence management operations in the Republic of Korea. And that is our focus.
The battalion's return has sparked controversy as North Korea still accuses the U.S. of using biological weapons in the Korean War. Pyongyang said the redeployment is Washington's attempt to repeat crimes against humanity. Civic groups in Seoul further argue that the more U.S. troops in South Korea will give more military control to Washington and add economic burden to the South Korean public.
The U.S. redeployment of chemical forces, which was pulled out of South Korea, is strengthening the USFK war potential and part of its policy to return to Asia. North Korea could feel threats are heightening, so I am worried it will add more tense military friction on the Korean Peninsula.
The civic group also questions Seoul and Washington's reluctance to restart negotiations with Pyongyang, despite the escalating tensions. Tensions peaked following mock bombings by the U.S. and South Korea, using nuclear-equipped B-2 stealth bombers. North Korea, in response, threatened to attack the U.S. with a preemptive strike and declared war on its southern neighbor. East Asian countries, including China and Japan, have seen military buildups in recent weeks, as rhetoric on the Korean Peninsula continue to heighten. Joseph Kim, Press TV, Seoul.